The Mexican filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu won this year's directing prize at Cannes for Babel. His film 21 Grams was nominated for 2 Oscars, and he scored an American art house hit with his first feature, Amores Perros. In Babel, he tells 4 interrelated stories set on 3 continents. The film stars Brad Pitt, Cate Blanchett, and Gael Garcia Bernal. Critic David Edelstein has a review.
The vocabulary of popular cinema has changed radically in the last decade. Filmmakers leap back and forth in time, shift perspectives, juxtapose narrative lines with no apparent connection, and withhold key information. And audiences, especially in art houses, often don't question what they're seeing. Maybe they ought to. Some stories blossom when the timeline is rearranged. Others are as bogus as putting corduroys on your head and proclaiming it a fashion breakthrough. Which brings me to Babel, the latest collaboration of the director Alejandro González Iñárritu and the screenwriter Guillermo Arriaga. Their first film was the ferocious pulp omnibus Amores Perros, which kept switching characters, tones, and rhythms on the way to a series of shattering epiphanies. 21 Grams was more pretentious, and its narrative acrobatics couldn't disguise the dreary vigilante soap opera weaving its way back in time to the deaths of 2 children. The climax was like an art house striptease. Babel pummels us with peril to children too, and much more. The movie begins with 2 boys in rural Morocco shooting off a rifle. Then in San Diego, a babysitter, played by Adriana Barraza, is left alone with her 2 affluent charges, a boy and a girl, on the day of her son's wedding in Mexico. And when she can't find anyone to care for them, she packs them into a car with her unstable brother, played by Gabriel Garcia Bernal, and heads for the border. Then we jump back to Morocco, where a bullet from those boys' rifle hits an American woman, played by Cate Blanchett, on a tour bus. Her husband, played by Brad Pitt, kneels at her side for hour after agonizing hour in a remote village, trying to stanch the blood and keep her alive until help comes from the embassy. Now, boom, we're across the world, where a deaf-mute Japanese teenager, played by Koji Yakusho, removes her undies and flashes her privates at a group of boys. Meanwhile, those cute American kids in Mexico are surrounded by tequila-swilling, gun-shooting revelers and looking mighty defenseless. The theme of 2 of these strands appears to be Americans abroad and how vulnerable they are in the impoverished third world. But what does that disturbed Japanese girl have to do with anything? There is a connection, it turns out, but a tenuous one. What's clear from the biblical title is that Iñárritu and Arriaga are trying to make a tale of epic miscommunication, reaching across time and space, a tale in which every action, beginning with the gift of that rifle to the boys, produces an unequal and horrific reaction. Most of what happens on screen involves pain for the characters and the audience. As Blanchett bleeds away, the other tourists don't do anything to help or even express much sympathy. Instead, they complain about sitting around in the sun. Scene after scene features Pitt pleading with them not to drive off before help arrives.
Take it easy! All right, shut up!
Stop it now! Calm down!
Come here! Stop!
Get off!
Calm down!
If you leave, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Pitt, like everyone else in the big cast, acts his heart out and does very well. He's bearded and a little puffy. It's a George Clooney and Syriana Oscar run. Babel certainly proves that Iñárritu is a sensational director, in the best and worst ways. There's no center of gravity in his shots. The camera is alive to the cross-currents of every scene. It comes in close to the actors, forcing their backs against the wall physically and emotionally, pushing them into a red zone where every fevered reaction seems real. But Iñárritu doesn't seem to know the difference between urgency and outright sadism. As Blanchett bleeds on and Bernal goes loco and the terrified Moroccan boys are hunted down and the little American boy and girl are lost in the scorching desert and the Japanese deaf girl humiliates herself, the pieces don't begin to come together. I finally detached myself from Babel. Who wants to surrender to scrambled, in-your-face storytelling when you can't for a second trust the storytellers?
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.